We did it.
Chucky Cheese.
Chucky Cheese. Ooh, let's start with some mist and some haze.
Oh.
Oh, if you're watching.
The atmosphere is
real. The atmosphere is real here on Shoot Your Shot Podcast. Am I loud enough? Green, check,
all this
check.
Stuff
there
is
we go.
Awful.
Yeah, it doesn't taste very good.
Harmless, my ass.
What do we got here, Lindsay?
It's terrible.
What is it?
Harmless. I thought it said magician, actually, but I'm just thinking about magic.
Magic can.
Oh, it's so bad. Harmless spray smoke, magic can. One magic can for a wonderful night.
I don't like that.
Thank you. I hate it. Thank you. So, it's like, it's much more.
It's got a bit of atmosphere, a bit of haze, a bit of feeling. Wow. We took a week. We tore this place apart so we could use some of the resources from this room for Canada Photo Summit. And we're just putting it back together. And I have a call with a client in 30 minutes.
There's a chair behind Tim.
Oh my God.
You know, we are living, we're laughing, we're loving. We are not yet thriving, but you know, another, how many more things can I say? Another day, another dollar.
Another dollar.
We're going to sort of shoot your shot.
Amazing.
This hair has gone absolutely bananas today. And you know what? I'm excited because today we are featuring one of our speakers that we had at Canada Photo Summit.
That's right.
Jason Vinson. So if you were at Canada Photo Summit, well, good for you.
Amazing.
You're an exceptional person.
Congratulations. And we loved seeing you there. Thank you so much for coming. This is a photography podcast.
Should we introduce ourselves?
The Shoot Your Shot Podcast. We're Lindsay, professional photographer. Tim, professional photographer. Answer your questions that you send us. DMs, video notes, whatever you got. Photo related, we're here to help. The phone lines are open all the time on the Shoot Your Shot Podcast on Instagram. But
we love your questions. We love your stories.
Yeah.
And we thought, what better place than at the Canada Photo Summit, which we hosted. Mm-hmm. That shot is really doing me dirty. Every time we go to that one,
I'll go to the wide bit.
There's like one more just absolutely wild piece of hair going out of my head there. Oh, Tim, your hair, Tim's hair. For those of you that are unfortunately listening and not watching, Tim's hair and my hair are both just absolutely out of control.
Different planet.
But yes, we take your questions and we thought, what better place than at a conference filled with photographers and videographers?
Yeah.
Then, you know, what better place than there to set up a little confessional booth?
And
so that's
what
we did. So
Theater
we set 2? Up.
Yeah, Theater 2 was a confessional booth. We had a camera on a tripod, lighting, and then we had our, you know, a coveted Shoot Your Shot sign. And we had people just walk up, pick up the phone as you would, and leave a little note. So we collected a ton. Like, so many people came in. It was amazing.
I'm so excited. I haven't even seen them because I was busy just trying
living.
To make a conference work. But I've seen the beginning of the next one. I haven't heard the question or the story or whatever it is coming up. So
here we go.
Let's get into it.
Oh, can I plug this in? Well, keep talking. I'm going to plug this laptop in.
Okay. Yeah. So for those of you who aren't familiar, the Canada Photo Summit is, we just did our second iteration.
2.0.
It's a conference that my husband Taylor and I organize and host. Mm-hmm. And it's based in our hometown in Waterloo. And we had some incredible speakers. Tim led a photo walk, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. We had Sam Hurd, Photo Me Ike, which I think we can just call him Ike, but like, I think everybody calls, Taylor always calls him Photo Me Ike.
I know who he was.
Oh, you know Photo Me Ike.
I'm like, what?
We're not just calling people their handles now, are we? Is that how we're like speaking about people? We're
living
just calling them
way?
Their handles?
No. Who else do we have? Jason Vincent, we mentioned.
Of course.
We had Brittany DiPaolo from Inspired Design Events.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke.
I spoke.
Taylor spoke.
Yeah, Taylor spoke.
Magic wedding photographer.
Magic from all the way from
Poland.
Should
have been here. We wanted to have him on the show. The timing did not work out.
It was a slam-packed week, but
it was.
Next coming up, we are going to way up north.
Yes, in Florence.
So maybe we'll just keep saying we're going to have magic on the podcast at one of the conferences we meet him at.
Yeah.
At one of these conferences, we're going to have magic on.
This is like Matt Damon on Jimmy Kimmel. Just, I'm so sorry, Jimmy. Matt Damon. We're out of time.
We can't
have you on the show.
Yeah.
Let's get to the question from Jason Vinson.
Okay.
Go for it, Jason. Okay, so this one time, I show up to a wedding. The wedding venue is called Sassafras Springs Vineyard. I have my second shooter. We walk into the getting ready area. I'm like, hi, everybody. We're saying hi to the bride and the bridesmaids and stuff like that, just like little small talk. And then I'm like, so where's Ashley? And they're like, Ashley, who's Ashley? It's like the bride Ashley. And the girl's like, I'm the bride and my name is Sarah or whatever. And I was like, wait, you're not Ashley? And she's like, no. And I was like, who did you hire for your wedding photography? And she was like, such and such, so and so. And I was like, I am at the wrong wedding. And so I had to leave, started like combing through emails and stuff, and everything says Sassafras. And so I'm like, surely there's not two wedding venues in the same area that are the same, like the same name. So I look up, and surely there's a Sassafras something that's like 4 hours away in like a different state. And so I'm like, there's no way that they booked for this other area and just so happened. So like trying to call planners and brides and stuff like that, eventually finally get a hold of someone. And what ended up happening, they're getting married at this other place that was still like an hour and a half away, but in the opposite direction of the other venue we thought we needed to go to. But what happened is like 3 months after they booked us, they changed their wedding venue and then didn't tell us. And when we got like timelines and all of that fun stuff, like it was like bride prep at this time and ceremony at this time, but it didn't actually mention the venue. So there was no like trigger signs or anything like that. But yeah, that's probably one of my most stressful moments, showing up to a wedding, the wrong wedding.
Yeah. So
I was like, the look on my face, I feel like throwing up on behalf of Jason in that moment.
That's the worst feeling in the world. Every time I get a phone call on a Saturday or Friday, yeah, and it's an unknown number, I'm like, should I be somewhere? Do I need to be somewhere that I'm not right now?
Yeah.
That feeling was real for Jason. I talked to him after I hit record on that. And he said, I was only like 5 minutes late
because he left with so much time.
He's like, I had an hour before.
Which is, you know,
so amazing. He's like,
that's a pro level.
Like, wow. But also how terrifying, like how absolutely bone chilling. And thank you, Jason, for like sharing such a vulnerable, crazy thing. Obviously not your fault. No one's fault. Except for people who planned the planner.
Yeah, no one wanted to tell you, by the way, we've changed the location. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, there are so many details. And when you shoot a lot of weddings, there's a strong potential that sometimes these things can get missed. I always tell my clients, like, trust me, I have so much anxiety.
Yeah.
If you're worried about something going wrong, I have stressed about it and I've implemented something in place.
There's a fail-safe in place to help this not be a reality for you.
But sometimes you learn that these things exist because of an experience like that.
Yeah.
Like my guess is that Jason probably, you know, now implements, I don't know, some sort of, like, I have a final details list that I send people a PDF document that's literally like, I'm confirming all of the things.
Places, people, dates, times,
because I used to have so much anxiety the morning of a wedding,
yeah,
being like, well, I hope that the getting ready location is still the same. I hope that the address that I have for this hotel is actually the hotel that we all agree on that, yep, I'm going to. There are venues that have very similar names. There are hotels that have very similar names.
Yep.
Lots of the time people will tell me in an email that they're getting ready at a location, and then 6 months later they'll have forgotten to communicate that, oh, by the way, we switched it. We're getting ready at an Airbnb, yeah, right? Like,
yeah.
I've only ever had one similar scenario happen like this. It was very, very random.
Tell me about it. I want to hear it.
But we have a location in our area, the Cambridge Mill, which is it's a wedding factory. Yeah. It's beautiful. They do what they do very well.
It's wild how efficient they are and how amazing it doesn't feel like there it's three weddings happening in one day.
Yeah. There are like at a maximum, I think, four weddings happening in one day there.
Wild.
Which is truly wild. They recommend the same hotels to all of their couples, mm-hmm, right? So I get to the hotel. Mm-hmm. I get to the hotel room that I was told. I walk into the hotel room because the door was open.
Yeah.
And hair and makeup was like wrapping up, but there was no, like, there were no bridesmaids or the bride wasn't
anyone
there.
Yeah.
But this sometimes happens. They'll rent one room to actually do hair and makeup.
Which is a pro move, by the way. If you are getting married and you want to have amazing photos of bride prep, the room can get wild with people's bags, mm-hmm, shoes, outfits, drinks, just nonsense that people bring. That's just, you know, part of being a human being. If you rent a space and you want it to be beautiful for photos, get a second room. That's my
like
piece.
One room. Yeah, yeah, you're totally right, Tim. So if you got one room that's like for the actual getting ready photos, or yeah, maybe they've gone back to their room to like change their outfits, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I come in, I put my bag down.
Yeah.
I say hey to the hair and makeup artist. I said, and actually, I think he said that his bride's name was Ashley. My bride's name was Ashley in mm-hmm. this scenario.
Of course.
I was like, is Ashley here? They were like, oh yeah, she's just in the washroom. I was like, okay, sounds good.
Great.
I'm there for like a while, like 5 minutes. Another hairstylist comes out of the washroom. And I was like,
you're not Ashley, you're not the bride.
Do you guys know where the bride is? And they're like, yeah, she's at the venue. She's at the Cambridge Mill. I was like, no, 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 no. Like, did I get the schedule wrong?
Yeah.
Did something happen here? I'm like about to throw up. And I was like, Ashley and so-and-so, whoever the groom's name was. And they were like, yeah. I was like,
what?
What? What time is, what do you mean they're at the Cambridge Mill? Like, their ceremony's not for like 5-6 hours. They're like, no, no, their ceremony's at like, in you know, an hour. So it was like the early ceremony of the ceremony times. They said it was the early one. And I was like,
that can't be.
That just simply cannot be.
Yeah.
I show them a picture of the bride. I was like, is this the bride? They're like, oh no. There was another bride getting married at the Cambridge Mill.
Of course. Of course.
The bride had told me the room number that she thought she was getting ready in. Presumably, when she checked in, the hotel told her that was her room. Somehow they sorted out that, oh, that's the other Ashley bride that's getting married that day's room. She never updated me to tell me that she was actually in a new room.
So your heart exploded.
So I'm just chilling in this room for like 15 minutes. Yeah. And I said to the hair and makeup artist, like, were you guys not confused when another photographer showed up here?
Yeah. What's the thinking of them? Like, oh, she's here to do unprep? Like, what could you possibly be doing?
They were like, we did think it was confusing. Like, like the photographer was with them when they went. I was like, you know.
So why do you think I'm here?
Yeah.
Help me out. Tell me this is probably the wrong room. You know? Common sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, sometimes things just happen that you can only shake your head at. And again, I was at that room so early that even me like burning 15 minutes of time or whatever with the wrong wedding party.
Still early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still at the very least on time. That is so, so scary though. I can't mm-hmm. imagine the feeling of showing up to the wrong venue. Because you would immediately think this is my fault. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think any photographer is ever thinking my clients changed their venue and didn't tell me. No one's ever going to think that.
I think that's something, I mean, it's something I fear often. Something I think about every now and then, but it's one of those things that like, you know how this is going to get real dark for a second. You know how everyone's going to die one day, but we all don't really think about it because we all just think we're going to live forever. Like that kind of
Tim
mentality.
Brings this up all the time.
I'm so sorry.
Whenever I say like, oh, if I die, and he goes, when?
When
like,
you die.
Thank you for the reminder.
But it's one of those things that is so far from my mind and your mind of a thing that could possibly happen, because I think we were trained so well by Taylor Jackson, who helped us start our careers in photography, that you show up early. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're fired. Yeah, and that's kind of the idea that we all live mm-hmm. by. So we're always an hour before we need to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of showing up late or to like a place, that's you, to me, camera three, to show into a place where it could possibly be the wrong space is just, it's a non-issue because I know that we still have mm-hmm. 45 minutes to get to the right place and it's always within the area. But it's one of those things that I just put out of my mind, like death. It's one of those things that can only happen to other people. Not me. How could it?
At the same time, though, as much as like Taylor definitely did a very good job of coaching us on arriving early, one mm-hmm. thing that is very different about how Taylor and I run our businesses is like he doesn't have like a questionnaire. He runs everything through email.
Yes.
Which I totally understand that works for him. I don't know. Maybe our ADHDs just they play differently to each other.
Yeah.
I need a one pager.
Yes.
I cannot be siphoning through conversations. Yep. I can't be scrolling through to see like, oh, in this email they told me the location and in this email they told me the address. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm sure he has a better system than the one that I had initially adopted from him like 10 plus years ago. But at that time I was just sort of like, oh, okay, I'll just keep asking them questions and then hopefully like, you know, I'll I'll be able to put it all together myself.
Yeah.
We don't need to be playing guessing games with our clients.
No.
I don't need, there's no world in which I need to be like guessing.
Yeah.
Is this the right location that I'm showing up to or not? And that's not to say that if Jason had given them a one pager that they would have read it over, that they, cause I mean, it's only as good as what they read.
Yeah. And like they had a wedding planner. That's the thing that confuses me is that they had a wedding planner who should have filled this information in. Like,
yeah,
clearly they didn't break the bank on the
wedding planner. Someone dropped the ball. Someone dropped the ball.
Back to that point about preparedness. I always come back to this quote that has like changed my life in a lot of ways.
Okay.
And I think it's made me a calmer person. So maybe if you're listening to this and watching this and you think, well, how do I combat this anxiety of maybe showing up to the wrong place or something going wrong on the wedding day? There's that old saying that people like to rise to the occasion, like how a mother will lift a car off of a baby.
Yeah, you'll like, always be able to make this happen.
I don't believe that people rise to the occasion. I think that I believe and I know that they fall to their highest level of preparedness. So as long as you are at your minimum going to succeed, you always have that to fall back on. And that's something that I kind of live my life by in terms of when I'm packing gear, when I'm showing to an event, when I'm shooting. I always have fail safes and things that are laid out that are catch-alls that help me not feel stressed and do a better job because I'm relaxed on a wedding day, baby. I got no problems. Mm-hmm. I'm just there to ride the ride and enjoy the wave and capture what happens as opposed to worry about checking boxes and making sure the things are in place. That stuff's already done before I leave the house. It's all written out.
Best laid plans, right? Yes. That's what I just had a client meeting this morning and I said to the clients, like, this right here is a best laid plan. I am so down to clown on the wedding day. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever comes our way. I want, and I try to like ingrain that into them in case they are like very Virgo energy or anything. Sure. And they're like really not go with the flow kind of people, because a wedding day, you must go with the flow.
The flow is happening.
Yeah. If you are trying to be like, Lindsay, what time is it? What should we be doing? I don't want you to be thinking about the schedule. That's for me. I made the plan so that all of us that are working are on top of it. And all you have to do is just enjoy the day and we'll tell you when you have to go do the next thing.
And if we're 5 minutes behind, that's likely baked in the schedule as well. There's always wiggle room on either end of things. We can move things along. We can speed up a portrait session. We can make sure that, you know, we get somewhere quicker.
But only because we're prepared for those things to happen, right?
Exactly.
Like I would imagine under most circumstances, and like, thank God this has never happened, but if for some reason I was an hour and a half away from the venue I needed to start at, there would be enough it baked into the schedule. Mm-hmm. It's very rare that I'm scheduled to start at the time that things like need to be happening.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
there's like very, very rarely. I've had clients that are trying to save some money and they'll book my 4-hour package.
Right.
And they're like, okay, so like our ceremony's at 3 p.m. and you can meet us at 3. And I'm like, that's the kookiest idea I've ever heard.
No, thank you.
What, I'm going to walk in with you? Will I walk in at the same time as the bride? Even if I give you 20 minutes of my own time to arrive and to say hi and do all of that, it's still not enough time baked in to the schedule for a relaxing, enjoyable, chill day.
It's not a starter's pistol. The photography starting point should be a smooth transition from no photography to photography where it feels subtle. It doesn't feel like everyone like stand up straight. All right, they're here. That's insane to me. Mm-hmm. That's not what the day is about. The day is about enjoying your time. And then we kind of mesh into it like merging cars on a highway, like the lanes that just have the arrows in the United States and Canada. It's just a line. You have to kind of guess what you're doing. And it just kind of merges well and everyone zippers in and then the day flows and then it's amazing. And then before you know it, we're like, have a great night. Enjoy your party. We loved you.
We flow out.
Expect some pics soon.
Yeah, there's never a hard, it just shouldn't feel like a hard start to your day of like the pictures are starting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And you know what the other interesting thing is? We're getting so like
no, this
all
is
over
great. This is the show.
Do you know what I feel like? My clients that try to really compact their day.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay. So picture like the photos that you love of my portfolio and probably that you love of other photographers that you vibe with.
Yes.
You like those candid moments. Love the cherished little like handhold and a laugh and a moment between grandma and a moment between your best friend and maybe dad and mom and whatever, right? There are all of these little moments that happen. Mm-hmm. If you are planning your day down to the second and all we are doing is going through and checking off photos that are being taken on the list and all we're doing is running through an order of operations, where is the time in the schedule
to have those
for
moments.
Vibes?
Yes.
Where is the schedule? Where's the where's the time for us to just be chill?
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to get me to schedule candid moments, it's not happening. You actually have to enjoy your day to get photos of you enjoying your day.
Yes.
If you are so obsessed with photography, the best thing you can do for yourself is allow yourself moments to enjoy the day.
Yes.
Like you can't get photos of you candidly loving your life if you are not loving your life.
Exactly. If you want something very posed and photo magazine ready, do a styled shoot.
Yes.
Don't do a wedding.
No.
Don't have all your people together in one room that you love.
I think it's often because of anxiety, not because they want to schedule it all down so much and not because they want to be, you know, wishing their day away by going A, B, C, D, you know what I mean? But there have certainly been days where my seconds will look at me and be like, I feel like we're just like
checking boxes here.
We are just checking off boxes.
Yeah.
And it's sad when those are the clients that said to me, we love candids. Cause I'm like, well,
do you?
I can't possibly get a candid moment because every time we do a photo or something happens, then you're like, okay, now what's next?
Yeah.
Well, the next thing is I need you to calm the fuck down. The next thing on the schedule is
chill.
Please just
out,
chill out
dude.
For like 35 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there have to be, you have to leave moments of magic in the schedule, you know, like those things need to be there. They
and you have to commit to those moments.
Them.
It's not just like, okay, it's candid time and look around and be like, what's happening? No, you need to take those moments to not think about photography, to not think about what's happening and just spend time with people you love. That's what we mean by schedule candid time.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule time where you're not worrying about what photo needs to happen.
And like, by all means, refer to us and ask us questions of like, what do you think we should be doing next? You know, it's one thing that I always think is funny, and I don't know what this is. You could literally have a bride who's an astronaut.
Okay.
A genius of a person.
First
okay.
Of
you can have a bride. We want you.
Hire us, please.
You could have a bride who is an astronaut, who is an absolute genius, who, you know, has high-level calculations and problems to solve in their work.
Math.
On their wedding day, they're like, what do I do next? And I'm like, I think you should go pee. Like, I think right now. So here's what I would do if I was you.
Yeah.
Before you're going to put your Spanx on, I would go for a quick pee. And they're like, oh, thank you. Good idea. It's just so funny to me that on a wedding day, people are like, I really don't know what to do. And I'm always happy to be the person that tells you what to do.
Sure.
However, I also love when clients are then like, hey, you know what? I'm going to have a toast with my girlfriends. We're just going to do that. And I'm like, by all means,
do it.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That is what this hour is meant for. It's for you to do whatever you would do pre-ceremony, right?
Exactly.
In that like getting ready time. It's not an order of operations. It's not a, we do hair, then we do makeup, then we do, we are not robots. I want you to enjoy the freaking day.
Yep.
I want you to have fun. And I just wish more people would feel a little bit more confident in their abilities to just be a human on their wedding day. We've gone so far from Sassafras in Arkansas.
But we've gone far enough in that I have a call with a client in 5 minutes. So we got to wrap this up.
Have we ever just had the most efficient unhinged convo of all time? I knew it was going to be unhinged because Canada Photo Summit was only just the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
And you were actually in Jason's workshop in our studio just yesterday.
I spent 12 hours with Jason in his workshop and it was
magical.
So Tim
and I are asleep right
we're
now.
We're not alive.
This
we're not awake.
This is a lucid dream that you're now a part of.
Welcome to it. Spray the can. Where's the can?
Oh my God. Do you know what we didn't do?
What's that? Okay.
Get the eight ball. This is what we have
I'm
time
good.
For.
5 minutes is fine.
Does Tim have
6 minutes
it in him to book this client?
Laura Mill Wedding 2025.
Oh gosh, 1 second.
What do we got?
Well, the eight ball is really struggling these days, eh? Like it doesn't want to.
Doesn't
like,
want an eight or a ball.
It keeps on landing on the edge of the triangle thing.
Give me good news.
Most.
Either way, I'm going to use it for motivation.
What's it
whatever
say?
It is. Whatever it is, I'm going to use it for motivation.
Oh, most likely.
Hell yeah.
I was like, most keenly?
most keenly.
Yeah, so Tim's most likely going to book them. See, it goes away. It's so strange. Anyways,
we'll be hosting more questions from Canada Photo Summit that we captured. in the confessional booth. If you have a question, feel free to reach out to us at the Shoot Your Shot podcast on Instagram. Leave us a note, DM. We had another one come in today. Amazing. We'll get to it next time.
Thank you so much, everyone.
We love you. Like, comment, subscribe. We love you. Lindsay, Tim,
we love you.
Out.
Bye.